This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A no sweatpants at work zone.
Hey, DA, I'm glad you got me in your office, man. I'm pleased to be in here. I probably could add a little bit more here there, DA, but I'm going to sit back and cool on out.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
40 minutes past the hour. Thanks so much for being with us. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. As always, there are so many ways you can listen to the show on terrestrial radio. Listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio Network, hundreds of affiliates all across the country. Also, Sirius XM, channel 206. And on your phone, check us out using the CBS Sports app, radio.com, or Apple Music. And watch us, because we've got an in-studio guest that you'll definitely want to check out. Watch us at watchda.com on any device, anywhere. We are simulcast and streaming right now at watchda.com. Our next guest has starred in movies like White Chicks, Don't Be a Menace, Little Man, Scary Movie, amongst others. He was also a member of perhaps the greatest sketch comedy show ever, which is now 25 years off of the air. This summer, 1994, In Living Color went off the air at Fox, and we never had another show like it since. He's going to be performing coming up at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey, with a stand-up act where he is also doing a stand-up throughout the country this summer, a number of other tour stops. And that is our friend Sean Wayne. Sean,
what's
good morning. How
up?
We doing?
Hey, that was very thorough right there. He's had all his immunization shots. He's he's circumcised and very thorough.
How you doing, man?
A lot of info. I'm doing well.
Yeah,
doing really good. Yeah.
It's always good to see you, man. How's life?
Life is great. Life is really good. Just just chilling, enjoying life.
Can't believe it's been 25 years since Living Color went off the air.
Yo, when you said that, I was like, man, 25 years went by like that.
I saw you interviewed in the Hollywood Reporter for kind of a look back at the 25 years, and they had everybody quoted: Tommy Davidson, David Alan Grier, Jim Carrey, your brother, Keenan Ivory Wayans, everybody. So did you guys talk about it at all beyond just that article?
No. But everyone feels the same way. Like, you know, wow, 25 years. Look, where the hell did 25 years go? And look how different the world is from when we didn't live in color.
And you said that your brother, you were just a teenager at the time. You said your brother, Keenan Ivory Wayans, said, hey, I might have something for you.
Yeah, I might have something for you.
Did you have any idea what have something for you meant?
Well, actually, what he had for me was to be a PA. So I was a PA on In Living Color's pilot.
A production assistant.
Yeah, I was a PA, a production assistant on the pilot of In Living Color.
Really?
Yeah, and it was a different DJ with the Fly Girls at that time. And then after we did the pilot, they were trying to tweak the show and make, you know, everything better. And, they felt like they needed a different fit. With the Fly Girls, so they wanted my swag.
They wanted SW1.
They wanted my swag.
They wanted your swag.
Yeah, they got it.
Now, did you pitch yourself for it, or did they just say, "Hey, you'd be good for this"?
They asked me to do it.
Was it your brother that knew you'd be good, or
it was a producer on the show? It might have been either Tamara Rawit or one of the producers.
Yeah.
Who pitched? Yeah.
In that article, I saw somebody say, yeah, we always knew Jennifer Lopez was destined for big things. She was one of the Fly Girls. Did you kind of get that sense?
J-Lo came in with the fire. Yeah, she came in. She wasn't going to just be a Fly Girl. That was her way in.
Oh, so you knew that. Everybody kind of knew that.
Well, everybody was watching her like, yo, this girl ain't playing.
How could you tell that?
Just very focused, driven, you know, after rehearsal, always on the phone and, you know, being in the right places and, you know, find out who's everybody, who's who, and, you know, in acting class. And, you know, she came to get it.
Sean Wayans joins us in studio. Did you have a sense like, oh, this is going to be big? Or did you think, oh, we'll be off the air in a couple of episodes because it's going to be too offensive?
Oh, no. I didn't even think about that. I thought the way I measured it and the way I measured everything at that time at that age was, what are the kids on my block going to think about this?
Right.
Because whenever my brothers would come out with something, it was like, yo, if the kids on the block is going to like it, it's going to be a hit. And that's all I was thinking when I was watching the rehearsals, you know. I was like, yo, the kids on the neighborhood is going to go crazy over this.
And what ended up happening was you guys developed such iconic characters in pop culture, not just in comedy, not just in television, but, you know, like Fire Marshal Bill and Homie the Clown and Homeboy Shopping Network. I mean, those characters are just characters that'll live forever in pop culture.
I know.
That's pretty amazing.
Very amazing. So much fun. There was a lot of laughs, so much creativity, a lot of work. But, you know, that show was just, it was crazy.
And then I read that article, by the final season, I guess it's season 5, which is the 94 season, that Keenan had left.
Yeah, we were gone by then.
And then you were gone as well?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Because it said kind of like it was the Titanic. People knew that once you Keenan, guys left.
Once Keenan left, we all jumped ship.
Really?
It was his vision.
Yeah.
It was his vision. Not a sketch got put on that air without the Keenan's touch. And if it didn't have his touch, it wasn't going to work.
So once he left, they were kind of like a rudderless ship.
It was the Titanic without a captain.
That's bad. That's a double whammy.
It was like the new driverless cars that's coming, but the Titanic. And they haven't crashed yet. You know how many times those things are going to crash before they actually fix it?
Yeah. Will you drive in a driverless car?
No, I will not.
Ever.
I won't ride next to one either.
I don't think you get to choose that.
I will.
Okay.
I will. They're going to have black boxes inside of cars because they're going to be studying. Now, why did this crash?
Why did this drive off the cliff?
Yeah, why did this drive off the cliff? Because no one's driving it. That's why it drove off the freaking cliff.
But think about it. I'm sure you do a lot of commuting in L.A. Uh-huh. And you're in the car probably for 2 hours, maybe 3 hours with traffic. Wouldn't you rather just kind of read a book or listen to a podcast or just sleep or something?
No, I'd rather focus on the person that ain't looking, that's texting and driving, or the guy that's high, or someone who's Instagramming. I want to know what idiot is around me. I don't want the guy who's not there focused on the people who ain't paying attention. It don't make any sense to me.
Are you cool with technology overall, or are you a little weirded out by
it? I'm freaked out by it.
Yeah.
I don't like my phone. I want a dumb phone. I don't want a smartphone. I want to go back to a dumb phone. Why does the phone know more than us? Why is my phone on when I am sleeping? I don't like it. It's creepy.
You can put it into sleep mode, so it's sleeping with you.
Sleep mode. I don't like that. I don't have to put my phone in no kind of mode. It's a phone. Go back to being a phone. I don't want no mode. Sleep mode, I bet you there's some kind of information is gathering on you in sleep mode. Now, you think your phone is in sleep mode because now it's putting the phone to sleep. Uh-uh. You put your phone in sleep mode, and now it is clocking data from you about how many breaths you take, how much times you fart, and how stink your breath is. You're going to wake up, you're going to have Tic Tac commercials in your phone. Toothpaste. Sleep apnea devices. No, thank you.
Sean Wayans is our guest here on the show. You know, you ever do something where you just say like, oh, I'd like to visit Turks and Caicos one day. And then the next day there's Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, not the next day. You got a message from Turks and Caicos. Yeah. You should go.
How crazy, how creepy is that?
Man, it's creepy. I said, I keep saying I'm going to get rid of my phone and I'm going to go back to the to the flip phone, this thing right here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, as soon as I slow down and I'm able to find a store that would sell me one.
You got to go to an old person store.
I got to go to an old person.
To an old man, that's right.
And buy it off of him. My grandfather, I'm going to buy my grandfather's phone off of him.
It's called a jitterbug. Apparently, all it does is call 911 or like your grandkids.
That's what I'm thank you. Could you write that down for me? A jitterbug. That's what I'm going to do.
So how much traveling you doing this summer?
I got a couple of dates. I'm doing the Stress Factory in New Jersey this weekend. Four shows. Two tomorrow, two Saturday. I'm also doing a DJ set at a club called Pearly.
How cool is that?
On Saturday night. It's going to be the official after party for my comedy show. So I'll be spinning over there. I got a couple of dates. I'm going to be in Arizona at the Tempe Improv sometime in the next 2 weeks. I'll be in Florida in September at the Improv in Miami. And then me and Keenan and David Allen Green and Tommy Davidson have a date in Detroit for the Off Color Comedy Tour.
Wow, that'll be awesome.
So yeah, we do stand up together. We get the band, half the band back together.
Yeah.
And we just rock some comedy sets together.
What's it like to be with those dudes again?
Awesome. It's so much fun.
Oh my gosh.
It's only for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But it's like the most fun that you can have in 2 hours. We just laugh.
Who makes you laugh the most out of that group?
I mean, we all do. I mean, David and Tommy together with Keenan and me, it's just, we all laugh.
What's more fun? What's more of a rush? Is it doing the stand-up or is it the after party afterwards when you just kind of get to relax and enjoy it?
Well, I DJ my after party. So
that's what I'm saying.
But that's not relaxing. That's
true.
That's work.
Yeah.
But it's definitely stimulation in a fulfilling way.
Yeah.
So I'd prefer to be contributing to the party than sitting there popping bottles all night, listening to music that I don't really want to hear.
Rather control the music.
I get to control the music. I play music I want to hear. I vibe out. I make sure you guys vibe out, and it's a good time.
How do you know when people there really love the music versus if they're like, I'm not really into this? What's the body language?
Body language is if they're dancing, they love the music. I don't know anybody who doesn't like the music who's like, man, this song sucks. Man, they need to get another DJ. If you're up dancing, you're having a good time.
Did I hear this right that White Chicks 2 might be in the works?
Man, let me clear this up right now. Terry Crews, I love you, buddy, but man, I seen Terry Crews at Barney's in L.A. He's like, man, what's going on, White Chicks? I said, we working on it. We trying to put something together. You know, hopefully, you know, we'll get that going. He's so buff that he took and changed the words around to, yo, they getting it together and they getting it going and we shooting. What? No, we're not. No, we're talking about it. We're trying to put something together. It's not happening yet. When it happens, I will tell you personally, fans of White Chicks, I love you. You've been rocking with us. We want to make this happen for all of us because we had so much fun on the first one, and we have a really funny one up in our heads that we've been talking about. When it's ready,
right?
When the okay is okay, we're going to tell you. We'll make an announcement. Until then, don't speculate that it's happening. Don't say that it's happening because we're not trying to disappoint you guys, okay? I feel bad because I keep hearing, it's happening. It's like, no, time out. It's not. It ain't happening. It's not happening. It ain't happening yet, okay, guys?
Sean Wayans is going to be performing at the Stress Factory coming up in New Brunswick, New Jersey, coming up Friday and Saturday. So that's tomorrow and on Saturday, 7:30 and 9:45. If you want to get there for either one of those two shows. And then he's going to be spinning Saturday night at Pearly which is very close to it, and check that out afterwards for the official after party. You got a busy weekend coming up, man.
Busy weekend.
You finding time for us.
Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah,
for
my pleasure.
It's always good to talk to you.
Always good to have you here. And
for sure.
Can't believe it. 25 years since In Living
25
Color.
25 years.
My God.
Let me show you something. Let's just say Yoko Ono's on a bicycle. She blows up a firecracker.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.